Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is wild. For the first time ever, scientists in China have used gene splicing to combine human genes with monkey genes.
Yeah.
And we're not talking denim.
No, we're not talking Levi's.
We're talking super smart monkeys now, just like Planet of the Apes.
That's just great.
They say they probably won't rise up anytime soon, but one expert says this is a real slippery slope.
Yeah, because a monkey's going to be standing here across from you probably one day. Jeez, that's just great. That is just
they're going to be slinging more than poo.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so, well.
Got a couple of monkeys run me. This place, yeah, I'll tell you that.
Actually, right about that, Marty.
Weren't super smart monkeys either.
I mean, if it was okay to fling your own poo, wouldn't you? I'm just saying.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if it was a new mating ritual?
Exactly.
I like somebody.
I like you. What is wrong? Jeez.
As opposed to breaking up like Steve Martin suggested.
Yes.
Throw poop on their shoes and I break up with you.
A
guy in New Jersey had a threesome with his girlfriend and another woman last weekend. Then he sent his girlfriend home in a cab and allowed the other woman to stay.
Well.
You can imagine how the girlfriend felt. Well, she came back the next day and said, I'm not happy with this, and set his apartment on fire.
Oh, wow. Well, there, sure. I guess that's one way to make a point, isn't it? Jeez, who smells gasoline? Anybody? Huh. That's okay then.
You know, to this guy, you had everything, and then you blow it. You maybe you need super monkey jeans or something.
Oh, but, maybe so. I better read the eighth time. Listen, so Sarah, she got locked inside a Walmart in Galveston, Texas after it closed. She was just browsing through. Was in the garden center. You know, that's like a separate area.
Yeah.
And then the automatic doors, it's, you know, they apparently made an announcement, whatever. She didn't pay attention. Well, she was stuck in there, knocking, waving her arms. Nobody caught her. So she had to call her mom, but she had laryngitis. And her mom.
From yelling?
No, she was had been sick, and her mom couldn't understand. Okay. Finally, her mom got it, called the police, and they got her out. So
mom's going, text me.
What?
Yeah. That might be easier.
Honey, all I hear is locked. I sound like locked in. I can't. Yeah. I can't. Why are you messing around? Just talk to me, honey. And in Barksdale, Louisiana, a woman, by golly, she gave birth after not even knowing she was pregnant, by the way.
Oops.
Went into she and her husband, they were out with friends having a dinner, nice little evening out, having a little stomach pain.
Yeah.
And he thought, what? And then it got worse.
Oh.
So they went to the hospital, because that's what you do when you have a stomach ache. They thought you had maybe a kidney stone.
Okay.
Doctors said, you're having a baby.
Wow.
And it was delivered literally about an hour after that. She said, I gained very little weight. I didn't even know. I wasn't sick in the morning. Nothing. Wow. Okay. But it was in Louisiana. So just want to remind you, maybe it's different there when you're pregnant. I don't know. Perhaps. Remind me to stay here in Nevada.
Yeah.
If something happens. It's Friday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.